Spain's incoming Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, outlined his policy goals in an inaugural address before Parliament yesterday. Zapatero's Socialist Workers' Party won a national election just 3 days after the March 11th commuter train bombings in Madrid. He insisted he will be tough on terrorism and steer Spain socially to the left. But Zapatero's style was softer than that of his predecessor, José María Aznar, and even his own style during the election campaign. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
If politics can be considered a circus, then José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is something of a verbal acrobat. In his speech before Parliament, the activist politician who mounted the barricades to decry the Iraq War emerged as a national leader seeking to govern by consensus in a more conciliatory style. Whereas during the election campaign, Zapatero lost no opportunity to demand the withdrawal of Spanish troops from Iraq unless the UN took command there, yesterday he didn't even mention his June 30th ultimatum.
Mi postura sobre la presencia de tropas españolas en Irak.
My stance on the presence of Spanish troops in Iraq is well known. So are its reasons, he said. But they shouldn't be misinterpreted. We will not allow doubts to be raised on our firm commitment to international security and the fight against terrorism, he added. Opposition leaders criticized Zapatero for conjuring a performance that they said was purposely evasive in order to please the wide array of parties whose support he needs to govern.
¿Puede usted explicar?
Can you please explain once and for all what you want, said Mariano Rajoy, leader of the right-wing Popular Party. Zapatero still wouldn't go any further, but he did promise a clear swing to the left in social policy, including the legalization of homosexual marriage and stricter laws against domestic violence. Zapatero's new style was one of the topics at a meeting on the eve of his speech at the Socialist Party's retreat in the mountains. During that meeting, a truck towing a cage with a pacing lion and tiger inside drove up and down the street outside, announcing that a circus had come to town. Advertisements about lions from Bengal provided a noisy background during many of the socialist meetings. During a quiet break, Trinidad Jiménez talked about the 43-year-old lawyer whom she helped bring out of relative obscurity 4 years ago. She proposed Zapatero as the new party leader after the socialists lost the last election.
The first thing we're going to change is the manners, the style of doing politics. José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is a very calm and respectful man. He's tolerant and prefers dialogue to confrontation.
She added that Zapatero has no intention of a confrontation with America.
El Partido Socialista nunca ha estado en contra de Estados Unidos.
The Socialist Party has never been against the United States. We have great respect and great admiration for the United States. We've been against the foreign policy of Mr. Bush.
U.S. leaders have urged Zapatero to reconsider the pledge to withdraw from Iraq, warning that it may send the message that terrorism pays. But the promise was so central to Zapatero's electoral strategy that analysts say he almost certainly can't go back on it. Were he to, he might be open to the charge that he conducted his campaign like a political circus. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.